the President's remarks at the presentation of the Distinguished Service Medal to General George H. Decker from the Rose Garden of the White House, September 28th, 1962.
Yeah. I want to welcome you all to the White House to participate in a very significant ceremony, and that is the award of the Distinguished Service Medal, or an Oakley Cluster, to General Decker. Also an opportunity for us all to acknowledge a very long and distinguished career in the service of the United States. General Decker was started off as an enlisted man in the New York State National Guard. He then went into the Lafayette College, and he went into ROTC from Lafayette College and rose to be the head of the United States Army. General Shoup, his colleague on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I think came to his position of eminence out of Tulane University in Louisiana. What this indicates, or what trend this indicates, is still uncertain. But in any case, it does indicate the extraordinary talent of General Decker in having been successfully moving up the ladder, holding positions of the greatest responsibility in World War II as the Chief of Staff for the 6th Army in the Pacific, holding positions of great responsibility and successively promoted to being a head of the Army after a very long and distinguished career. And looking around the Rose Garden today, we see various colleagues of his in the armed services who themselves held positions of responsibility. We want to welcome all the members of the most exclusive club or trade union in the world, former 3- and 4-star generals of the United States who are here today, from General Bradley and many others. General, I'm going to ask Secretary Vance of the Army to read this citation, and then I... take great pleasure in presenting this award to General Decker. I think that this citation illuminates his career. I want to just say, speaking personally, that I have the highest regard for General Decker and for his loyalty to our country and to those with whom he serves. I've been the beneficiary of his service and the counsel. He, in the last year and a half, when we've been working together, we have seen a steady increase in the combat strength of the Army, the number of combat divisions, as Secretary Vance mentioned, the preparedness of each division, the particular attention which the General Decker has given to the development of our special forces, and we've seen some of those results in Korea, the encouragement he's given to younger officers to realize what a important place of service for the next decade the Army will be, and the military forces as a whole, in this particular phase of our national life, so that I hope that as he leaves the United States Army after all these years, he will feel that his final months of service were the most significant. I want to present, this is a personal award. It's not authorized by the Act of Congress, but this is to you, General, from me.
By Act of President.
Yeah.
Well, this is a wonderful one.
I can't wear this.
All we need now is a wall.